Okay, time for the pre-show here for the 13th day of November, 2024. Think of that. Have you guys ever think about the year 2024? A lot of you younger people, that's all you've ever known is the 21st century. And I suppose it would be similar when I was a kid. My folks, my grandfather, for instance, was born in the 19th century. My grandfather, James Henry, was born in 1878. So he died before I was even born. He died, I think, in the late 40s, which put him in his 60s, his late 60s, okay? He came to Canada at the turn of the 20th century, I think it was, so he would have been in his early 20s when he got to Canada in the, like, 1903 or some shit. And then they adopted my dad in 1915. Mary Henry, he met in Canada. She was a Canadian. My father was born to a woman named Agnes. I forget Agnes's last name. That's my real grandmother, and she, my dad's real father, he never knew. But Agnes gave him up for adoption. All right, so why am I telling all? Oh, yeah. That was in the early 20th century. My dad was born in 1915. My grandfather and a lot of people that I grew up with, entertainers, famous people, were born in the 19th century. That's why when Kennedy gave his speech, when Kennedy gave his inaugural address in 1960, he made a very, very bold and profound statement. He said, let the message go out from this place, far and wide, whatever the fuck he said, that a torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans. And he made the very specific statement. He said, born in this century, tempered by war and a hard peace, I think is how he put it. You'll have to look it up. But making the statement, born in this century, it was a new generation. By 1960, most young Americans, obviously, and middle-aged Americans were born in the 20th century. So no longer did we have this large generation of Americans who had been born in the 19th century. And the greatest generation, they say, was born between 1908 and 1927, something like that. That's the greatest generation. That's the generation that endured the Great Depression, won World War II, and went on to build America post-war into a pretty prosperous and powerful nation, although we had a lot of work to do. Because we were not a prosperous and powerful nation for all people. What the fuck is that noise? Okay. Anyway, I say all of that simply to say that to me, you know, when most of my life, I was saying 19 this and 19 that and 1993 and 1960. I remember writing as a kid on papers in class, 1966 when I was in high school, 1967, 1968, 1970. Wow. That was, every new decade was like a heavy thing, you know. And 1970, that was my senior year. Is that right? Yeah. My senior year, 69-70 was my senior year at Arcadia. And then I graduated 1970. But, you know, hey, man, I remember going up on the parade route New Year's Eve, cruising around with my friends on New Year's Eve. It was 1970. And then came 1980. That was a heavy-ass fucking decade. All through the 70s, we had all this bullshit. And now 1980. 1980 seemed positively futuristic. Then by 1990, I was kind of used to it and didn't give a shit. And we were all looking for the new century anyway. And when the 21st century arrived, I remember we went to a party at the kids' school, and it was adults only, and it was quite a fun thing. And everybody was playing that song by Prince, Party Like It's 1999. And off we went into the 21st century. And here we are now, well into the 21st century. Crazy, baby. Crazy. So on the show tonight, we are going to have Chris Beakley. Is that his name? He's the brother of Dr. Ron Turner. He changed his last name because he and Turner, there's bad blood in that family. And besides, Mr. Beakley claims that the Outer Limits episode, the Zanti Misfits, and you have to watch this fucker. Go on YouTube and watch it. These are kind of intelligent insects with human faces that are send their criminals to Earth to use our desert as a penal colony, and they escape. And they attack the humans. And the humans have to wipe them out and the Zanti final message to the humans is, we knew that we would not be able to kill our own kind, but we knew you could. We knew you'd be able to to annihilate them, because that's what you do. You know, another one of these episodes of Outer Limits / Twilight Zone telling us what pieces of shit we are. We're humans. We know how to kill. And not that that's wrong. I mean, not that, that we don't know how to kill. And that we're not that we aren't sadistic motherfuckers, which we are. But, you know, so today on the show, we will deal with that in a very weird way. We also have Jay Santos giving some security tips or some bullshit, some law enforcement tips coming up later on in the program. Enjoy it. Love you. Love you. Love you. Did we already do the promo? We did.